The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
The Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
Thought I'd start the show with a bang. You still there, hon?
Holy crap.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for September 11th, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, Malala, the girl, the burning below, the tailor, fine armors, the destroyer, dragons, the scourge, the shy, shrine, the reason for having to turn around.
You sure about that?
I think so.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Vale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, parodies, Elkman's videos, get all of our social links, much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. I don't know, I just thought I'd make sure I woke people up.
That would do it.
You know, just start the show. Yeah.
I thought you said you were going to start it off with a bang. I expected an explosion.
I don't have an explosion.
Why not? Snarfy snarfs. Why come you don't have an explosion?
Well, fine. I'll get one. How's that?
That's good.
Well, let's see here.
You need one.
Why do I need an explosion?
Well, how else are you supposed to start off with a bang?
Hmm.
You started off with screams. It's different.
What's that?
It's different than an explosion.
Well, yeah, I suppose. No, I just want to make sure people are paying attention. People are listening. You can't just start the show the same way for 5 years. Or can you?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is the Jethel Show for September 11th, 2012. I'll just pause for a moment and say, September 11th, it's been 11 years, you know what happened, I know what happened, quite frankly, I think that's enough said. How about you?
Yeah.
There we go then.
Okay.
You know, some things, some planes, some buildings, Osama bin Laden gets shot in the eye. I think we're good on saying it, you know?
I mean, the most important thing is they got a... what's his face?
Hmm?
What's it, the guy in the turban?
What, Osama?
Yes.
What about him?
Yes, we got him.
Yes, shot in the eye.
Now he's fish food.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Or is he?
Don't start that. You'll have people out there in the ocean trying to fish his body out.
There was actually some kind of a report about 6 months ago saying that no, they didn't drop him. He's in Washington. But anyway.
No, he's not.
Kyle!
He's partying with Kyle. Kyle Bale.
Stop it.
Alrighty.
If you're closer, I would whip you for this.
Why do you think I'm in a separate room altogether?
I know. Is that why you locked the door?
Yes.
And the padlock?
Yes, my precious.
And the chains?
Okay, so let's see what I have in my notes here. What do I have?
You have notes.
A little bit, anyway. I do have some birthdays to announce right off the bat here. I will say this is probably going to be a short show. Not a whole lot going on right now, so...
There's lots going on. Lots coming. Not well, going lots on coming, right now, but not there's going a lot on. Coming.
Okay, so birthdays on my Facebook calendars are as follows. Not my belch. Sorry that... If it doesn't come out one way, it comes out the other. And I'm just saving Elquin.
What you saved me for? I'm downstairs.
Okay, so let's see here. Birthdays.
Are you afraid it's going to sneak out the door, down the stairs, and attack me?
Yes. Birthdays. Okay. Lacknot. Biv. All right, now, Lacknot Deboreth. Lacknot Deboreth. All right. Joseph Ott. It's kind of a weird name. Ott.
What should he ought to do?
Exactly. Finesse Everloss. And
will she ever be found?
I'm not sure. And Ema Somers of Sony Online Entertainment. And for you lucky people, you get visited by the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so happy birthday to you fine people. Nobody else that I'm aware of with a birthday this week. No one at all. Nope. Nope. Nobody at all. Who could possibly have a birthday this week? I mean,
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, wait, could it be Elquin Jenna? No, sorry. Sorry, Ceres. Jenna does not get the trolls.
He pays the fays to come out and sing.
Mm-hmm. Gotta pay the fay.
So that was the fay choir.
Yep, so your birthday on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And on Saturday, we got people coming over. We're gonna have a party and a barbecue and...
We're going to play Cards Against Humanity, with the party game for horrible people.
There's no way to describe how fun Cards Against Humanity really is. It sounds like a simple card game. It's not. It's hilarious as long as you have the right mindset for it. If you are one of these real prim and proper people that get... real stick up your ass about the slightest things, this is not the game for you.
Like the word fart. If you can't handle the word fart, you do not need to play this game.
If you can't say the sentence, "We have found unreconcilable stupidity within the Holy Bible," you cannot play this game because that might actually come up. So what happens with the Cards Against Humanity? You are given 10 cards that have
answers,
subject matter. It has, like, let's say you have two cards that say kitten, and the other one says, I don't know,
things that go bump in the night.
Okay, so you get a card, and it has a phrase with two blank spaces, and you got to fill those blank spaces with two of the answers from your 10 cards.
Easiest way to explain it, hon, it's very much like apples to apples, except this is the total unadulterated adult version.
Right, but what if someone doesn't know what apples to apples is? I don't. I've never played it.
So you have a card, you have question cards, like what goes bump in the night? And then everybody has these other white cards that have different phrases and, yeah, sort of answers, like maybe a dead kitten, your Uncle Fred, your aunt, your drunk aunt. So you put your answers in, and then whoever has the best answer
wins
to the question wins that round.
And whoever wins is up to who's ever it at the time. So
we go round and around.
Yeah. So it's very, it's an interesting game.
Yeah, Fred is the bump in the night. What are we saying?
And the funny thing I found is you tend to get the answers you wanted for the previous card on your next draw. So we're going to play that. We're going to have cake. We're going to have burgers and dogs.
He's going to burn shit on the grill.
I don't burn nothing.
I know, but you're going to make fire on the grill.
I grill to perfection.
Fire grill. There we go.
Mm-hmm. And Nick and his girlfriend should be coming over, so I may be barbecuing some sort of vegetarian thing.
Get some veggie burgers. Veggie burgers.
And our friends Paula and Jackie had better show up this time. They missed our anniversary.
Well, definitely we need some veggie burgers.
I'm not picking up any veggie burgers. They can bring their own veggie burgers.
I'll pick some up.
Fine. So.
Jeez.
So party on Saturday. Party.
It's going to be a full house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing cards. Just kidding.
Full house and playing cards.
I think I deserved that for the last couple of them. It's too late now.
Alright, so. Gaming news. The new expansion has been announced. It'll be called...
Let me get my... Chains of Eternity.
Chains of Eternity!
This will be EQ2's 9th expansion.
Yep.
Supposedly they've got lots of stuff they're not going to go into yet.
Well, they'll probably talk more about it at the SOE Live then.
Yeah, they'll probably wait for October. But Norathians will pass into the Ethermere, the realm of the afterlife, where all spirits pass after death on their way to their final resting place.
Going to Kethakor?
No. Oh, anyway, yeah. Something horribly wrong has happened in the Ethermere, and it's bleeding through the mortal plane, which is why last month we'd seen ethereal weapons drop. Now, you have to remember, uh-huh, there's Mastercrafted, and then there's Legendary, and then there's Fable, and then there's Mythical, and then on top of that is ethereal.
Ooh.
This month, ethereal charms are falling. Now, there's no rhyme or reason as to where they're falling or what they're falling on. It's like one mob in every 10,000 or something that could fall off of anything.
One in 10,000?
I believe it's something that high.
My God, you want to talk about rare? Holy crap.
Well, you got to figure how many mobs are taken down in EverQuest every day.
Yeah.
10,000 is nothing.
I suppose.
So, you know, right now charms are falling. I've seen some. I have not seen any actually drop for me. But, yeah, they're selling pretty good.
All right.
They don't have as high stats as the stuff that they're pulling out of Plane of War, but it's like one step below, but they're called ethereal, so I don't know.
All right.
They're kind of cool to have, just to say, I have an ethereal weapon. So, you know, these weapons and charms that are showing up is the bleed over. As the tear between the realms widen, it will be up to the heroes of Norath to save the immortal and mortal realms from collapse. Dun dun dun.
Ooh.
So, anyway, during the month of September, as part of the prelude into this, we will see the Tomb of the Sleeper, or Sleeper's Tomb, appear in EverQuest 2.
No!
Now, back in EverQuest 1, out in the middle of, what was it, the East to Western Wastes?
The Slaughter! Oh, the Slaughter!
It was an Eastern Waste, wasn't it?
Eastern Waste.
Yeah, it was the Sleeper's Tomb. And this was a times four, this was a big badass raiding place. Only the most uber of raiding guilds went in there.
You kidding me? No. The most uber of raiding guilds got their asses spanked over and over and over again.
Well, this is because it was the type of zone that once it was, once the storyline was played out within the zone, you could go back in there again, but you could not kill the same creatures. You want to tell them what happened?
The Sleeper awoke!
Who was the Sleeper?
Well, it has been disputed, actually. I have been saying all along that it's been Carafin.
It is.
Okay. But people have been telling me that it's not.
It is Carafin.
Will you please let me finish?
All right.
That I had been saying it was the son of Nagafin and Vox.
Who is Carafin?
People have been telling me that Carafin is not the son of Carafin and Vox.
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, I...
Which is why they put him in the Sleeper's Tomb and put the guardians around him.
I'm just saying that, okay. Carafin, and who is the son? Who is the son of what? Oh, sure, this is also coming
Vox
from...
Vox and Nagafin.
This is also coming from the lore people that said that, Kithakor was a human, and Kithakor's forest was cursed by Bertoculus or something.
No!
I'm kind of excited because I really like the storyline that's going on with all this with Carafin. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, once the guilds got in there and killed the guardians that were holding the Sleeper asleep and woke the main dragon, I don't think they ever could kill him. They released him. Maybe he did come back. I don't know. But
what,
once he got loose...
Carafin?
He reaped terror.
No, that's the problem. They couldn't kill him, so he got loose.
And then he attacked. If you were in the Velius area at all when the dragon got loose, you could probably get yourself killed. Because he went through Sky Shrine, and he went through Temple of Vishon.
Yeah, he went from
from
the Sleeper's Tomb, through Eastern Waste, through... where was that really slippery place? We had Lord Bob. Eastern Waste to the what? To anyway,
sure?
He made his way all the way to Vision's Peak.
Right. So if you were in that path,
he raped your ass.
Which was Eastern Waste. Then he went through the Giants, and then he went through Awakening Lands, and then Sky Shrine. And then, Siren's Grotto. No. Sky Shrine, then to...
Well,
what was the one after Sky Shrine?
Cobalt.
Oh, Cobalt Scar.
Cobalt Scar, then Siren's
then
Grotto.
Then Siren's Grotto, and then Western...
I was in the Eastern Waste when he woke
Waste,
up.
And then to Vishon's Temple. Temple of Vishon.
Oh, yeah. I was there when he woke up and burst through and... Went through Eastern Waste, and unfortunately, I was in his path.
You didn't know what hit you. Just all of a sudden, boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, and, but this was like a once in a server event. Once this was done, there was no going back and, well, let's go do it. It's like, go killing Dozakar. Yeah, everybody goes down and kills Dozakar over and over and over again. Well, this is an instance where once it's done, it's not, you can't do it again and it can't be undone. So it's kind of fun to see that continue on into EQ2, finding out what happened with him and what's he's doing now and why did he steal the soul sword and the claymore, which is really the swords of Seer, mm-hmm. took his power, the god killer, and why Rayozek has come to try and kill him, the dragon, to keep him from using the power on the gods. So this is kind of cool. So being able to go into sleepers soon on EverQuest 2 is going to be interesting, and it will be a group and a raid instance, and I'm probably thinking it's going to be probably the same difficulty as the Underdepths, which is also raid or group.
Alright.
Well, unless they make it more like Dracora Prime. There's two Dracora Primes that you can go into. I'm not counting the solo one. I'm just counting the group one. And then there's two raid instances. And there's a big old dragon and one that only, I think, the most uber of guilds have been able to take down so far. I think there's one guild on our raiding guild on our server that's taken him down, and I can't remember his name, their name for some reason.
Right.
So, there'll be that coming soon this month, at least the sleepers too. So that's kind of cool.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
And it looks like there's going to be more quests, more signatures, more, there's a main storyline available to everybody no matter how you play the game.
Prestige abilities.
Yeah.
We're being raised to level 95.
Level 95. Venture and trade skilling.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to go up three more levels. So yeah, there's going to be new spells, new recipes, new prestige abilities.
You know what that means? Do you?
We got to redo our stuff again?
That means Nagafin is going to be blue to some people.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
No. I'm sorry, not blue.
Yellow.
Is someone going to be able to take out Nagafin?
I thought somebody had.
Had they?
The same major Uber guild that took out the Black Dragon in Dracora Prime, I'm sure.
I'm taking a look at the notes here. Guild level raised to 95.
Yes. And there's going to be new adornment types. There's a new adornment type in the development. Mm-hmm. These organic adornments, as the name suggests, will gain experience with the player and grow more powerful as a result. The only thing I kind of wonder about organic adornments is that if they're supposed to grow with the player, are you going to be able to take them off and put them on your new gear?
Probably not.
You're going to have to. How are they supposed to grow with you? Yeah.
If you remember correctly, there was a quest. I don't believe the quest exists anymore. But I think it was part of your choosing a class quest. Every class had their own type of armor. And it was good for a while. It actually grew on you. And it was good for like 10 levels or something like that. Maybe it would be the same thing.
Possibly.
It may have these incredible stats. But
oh yeah, I remember they had that. I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah,
when
yeah
you
the
got
level 20
the,
on
the
them,
armor.
Yeah.
It was had so much stat.
It had so much stat, but it had in red what you actually had or something like that. And you know, it had like
and
max stats. Yeah, max stats and what you actually have.
I think they've done away with that.
I think they did. Yeah. I don't know. The merchant is actually still in Kino's Harbor for the Ranger stuff. So you can buy the old armor. I don't think it still has those stats, though.
No, probably not.
And it looks like crap anyway, so I wouldn't buy it. Okay, you know what? I'm getting the idea that starting the show with me screaming was not a good idea. for my voice. That wasn't a good idea.
Jeez.
I know, right? Matt, you suck.
So there's supposed to be, what else? There's supposed to be more loot. There's supposed to be two areas, at least, to discover. So yeah, this is going to be interesting. Yeah, mid-September is the Prelude Sleeper's Tomb.
Yep.
Chains of Eternity itself is supposed to be releasing sometime in November. Mm-hmm. So, here we go. But you know what happens every time they come out and say, oh, new levels, new gear, new adornments. You know what happens, right?
Tell me.
The market for adorning components drops right through the bottom. Because nobody wants to invest in adornments now if there's new stuff coming.
Very true, very true.
Also, a lot of people quit playing the current content thinking, well, why should I keep banging away at this when there's new gear to be had in a couple months when I'll just be replacing
it. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, I'm still raiding with Aura. We're having a blast. You know, because I figured, you know, I gotta do something between now and then.
Oh yeah, I mean, you gotta keep busy.
But I have noticed a decrease in the auction house, the auction channel.
I've never gone into it.
I watch it like a hawk. I keep looking for stuff, even though probably the stuff I can't go get because I'm locked out of the zone currently.
Yeah. I personally have been working on my house all week.
How's that going?
It's getting there. Why don't you come on over and take a look? Or are you raiding right now?
Which
you
shouldn't be doing. I'm out trying to work off some experience debt. I didn't know I could get experience debt after you've leveled.
You can?
But my bars got ran out.
Here's a question. Did Krima ever finish the Kraken part of that quest?
She's never been back to the boat.
Oh, you haven't tried
it? I've not been able to talk her into going in there. She just glares at me and stomps off of Fred, muttering something about being seasick. Or I'm seasick, or Fred... I don't know. I can't understand her when she's muttering like that, and she's pissed, so... I have not approached the subject to her. She's out. Fred and her are out camped in Skyfire Mountains.
Uh-huh.
Taking on several of the worms and the drakes and the get-alls out there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, keep us apprised.
I will. I'll try talking her into going back on that boat this week and see if she can do it. But. All right. Who knows?
All right. Well, I was asked to make an announcement. There are new T-shirts available for those of you who do not like SOE Live as a name. There are T-shirts available that say Fanfare Forever. These have been approved for sale by Sony, but Sony is not selling them. This is actually... Amy Lanham, Calvine from Zam.com, put these together. She's selling them at cost. They look real nice. It actually has the SOE Fanfare, the old logo, but it says Forever underneath it. Like I said, she did get permission from Sony Online.
And I happen to agree. It's going to be...
It's always fanfare. It's the fanfare. I don't get it.
Fanfare. Why are they changing anything?
I don't know. I don't think there's any reason to change it. But, you know, that's their choice. But you can get that at cafepress.com/fanfare, the number 4, ever. Fanfare forever. I have posted a link on that on my Twitter and Facebook. That in the OGR channel. Here we go. cafepress.com/fanfare, the number 4 ever.
I'm sorry, if you abbreviate SOE Live, it still comes out SOL. SOL.
Oh,
sorry, somebody's going to beat me for that, I'm sure.
Okay, so So that's going on. I've posted that, like I said, on Facebook and Twitter. And I just got home from work, so I'll post it on the website at some point. Let's see what else we got here. We have a new couch.
Yes, we have a new couch.
You found a great buy, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I didn't go out, you know, I didn't go out couch shopping or anything. Actually, I went out to go find a sun tea maker, you know, just a glass jar. Uh-huh. You know, when you can't buy them anymore. All they come in is these plastic jugs, and it's like, you know, you can't do a proper sun tea in a plastic container. You need a glass jar. It conducts the heat better.
Right.
You try to do it in a plastic jug, and you get really wimpy, icky tea. I mean, you might as well just run the tea bag under warm water and call it sun tea. You know, it just doesn't work.
I'm not a tea player myself.
I am. And I've been wanting to try French press coffee since I have a grinder now that will do coarse. And you have to do coarse grind when you're going to do French press. But I don't want to buy a brand new one. So I thought maybe I could find a used one I could try it with. And then if I really like it, then we'll go get a real nice French press or something.
Right.
So I found a little one. But lo and behold, out in front of this store that we went to, it was Goodwill, by the way, was a couch. And I went, that looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much that is. So I asked Eric, and he says it's $15. I went, you're serious? You're kidding. So I take a picture of it, and I figure, well, I'll just send it to Matt and see what he says. You know. So I send him a picture. I go, what do you think? $15. I swear I just hit the send button, and you replied.
Well, I had my thing on. I was shocked. The upholstery is in pristine condition. It looks fantastic. It sags a little bit, but, you know, we put a board in there, and that's fixing it for the most part. But for $15? Holy crap, I would have paid $50 for that, honestly.
Well, I asked him about it, and they were blowing out every bit of furniture they had because furniture really takes up room compared to gondolas. You know, shelves.
Right.
You know. So they had a lot of other furniture outside, too, at real cheap prices. And usually this specific store I've been in before usually has quite a bit of couches and chairs and furniture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It, just like in, you know, like Value Village, they have lots of stuff, you know. But no. Not anymore.
Well, you got there at the right place, the right time, and the right price. That was just awesome.
Yeah, sure. Somebody else I saw was starting to take pictures of it, too, and probably sending it to home to their wife.
Ha-ha! We got it!
Yeah, I pounced it. So, it's just to get a perspective, I had to have Eric lay down on it.
Mm-hmm.
I had him sit on it.
It's about 6 inches longer than the old couch.
Yeah, because Eric is over 6 feet. He's 6'3".
Well, he's more than that. Probably 6'5".
And he could lay down on it, you know, with his heels against the one rest and his head next to the other.
Yeah, side to side, that would be a 7-foot couch.
So, yeah. It wasn't much bigger than what we had before, really.
No, it's just there's no padding on the
Yeah, there's more room. 3 people could sit comfortably on it compared to 3 people sitting very cozy on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
All right. Speaking of the boy, big news,
yes.
Big news for us.
Go for it.
Dan, da, da, da. Boy has a job! Yes, Eric.
Yes, the boy is now part of the workforce.
The workforce, or we should say actually the slave labor force working for Walmart. But as much as I hate Walmart and blah-de-da-de-da, well, he has a frickin' job.
He needed something to get his foot in the door. I mean, had no work experience.
Good enough for now, something to put on the resume.
Well, he's going to be a, what they call a temporary assistant for 120 days, and then after that, they'll reevaluate him and decide if they want to keep him permanently and then make him a permanent associate.
So basically, he is officially holiday help.
Well, isn't this a little early for holiday help?
120 days is 4 months.
Ow. All right. So well, then, I guess he is Holiday Elf.
One, two, three, four. That would put him into January.
No, that's more than Holiday Elf.
So that's Holiday Elf.
That's beyond Holiday Elf. To me, Holiday Elf is people that they hire November.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A few weeks before Thanksgiving. That's Holiday Elf to me.
So, with any luck, he'll go full-time. Well, he's full-time anyway. I mean, not permanent. A more permanent position.
So anyway, he'll be unloading stock from trucks and putting stuff on and wheeling out and putting it on shelves, I guess.
Yes, it's called the stock boy.
That's good.
The receiving crew.
The receiving crew.
Overnight receiving crew. He will be going the 10 to 7 shift?
Yeah.
The 10 to 7 shift. I've done that before. It's not easy. A lot of people think, oh, it's nothing. I stay up all night as it is. Yeah, but you probably go to bed at like 3 or 4. Once that sun starts to come up, you realize how
start
late it is.
Start dragging ass.
Once the sun comes up, you realize your body realizes, oh, shit, I've been up for a long time. And you start crashing. I know. I've done it. I've done overnights in convenience stores, and I've done overnight at Walmart. And unless I can really help it, I won't do an overnight again.
Well, one good thing, you know, he can come home and go straight to bed.
Right.
Well, a little bit of decompression time,
yeah,
but
we'll both be at
he
work,
needs
so.
To go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house will be quiet, we will both be gone.
Yep.
So there's no reason why he can't go to sleep.
Yep, so hope it works out for him. Yeah.
Me too. You know, at least long enough to, you know, be have something under his belt so he can look for something else.
And you know what? Nothing lights a fire under your ass when you're young, like actually having your own money.
Yeah.
He's going to have his own money now.
I know a lot of people think I should charge him for everything, but I told him that, you know, I want him to pay for at least his insurance on his car.
Insurance and gas, and I'm charging him for his phone. Sorry. That's
fine, yeah. He has to pay for his phone to you.
Yep. And if he wants anything extra with snacks or clothes and shit, he's got money now.
Yeah, he can pay for his own WoW account.
Yep.
You know, repairs and stuff to his own truck, his Jeep,
mm-hmm.
tire, you know, just pay for your own stuff. That's all. I mean, if he can do that, then, you know, I don't see why I should have to charge him rent. I mean, he's still going to, you know, help out here on here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But,
I'll tell you what, the minute he refuses to do his chores, he gets charged rent.
Yeah.
And then, I guarantee he'll start doing his chores again. Know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I think that'll work out fine for him.
Yeah,
I want him to be able to put some money away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to have him spend everything on his paycheck every week for stuff. He needs to be able to put some money away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tires for the Jeep and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty, so, let's see. I'm running out of notes here.
Well, we could talk about what happened in WWE.
Yes, I was just about to, actually. Hold on just a second here. Now, everyone here knows I love professional wrestling. I don't care if it's fake. I don't give a shit. It's as fake as any soap opera, and you women love that. You women love that shit. But something real happened yesterday that threw a lot of us fans for a loop. It was in about halfway through the show, maybe three quarters through the show, and. All of a sudden, the broadcast, you know, the commentary desk got really quiet. And They come back from commercial with the announcement that Jerry the King Lawler, Jerry Lawler, Hall of Famer, guy's been wrestling for, God, 40 years, had a heart attack live on the air. Nothing funny about that. They came on and they assured everyone this is not part of the scheduled entertainment. This is real life. Jerry Lawler has had a heart attack. He was in the back getting CPR, getting oxygen, stuff like that. They're up in Montreal right now. We understand he's in the ICU. He's had a stunt put in. A stent put in to open his arteries up. And he's stable. But yeah, Jerry Lawler collapsed, fell out of his chair, and was wheeled out during the show.
I got his ass out of there quick.
Well, yeah. You don't want to treat someone in the middle of the fans like that.
Well, you know, like you were saying, they have an excellent amount of EMT medical staff on
hand, and they're right next to the ring too. You know, you always see that area where the timekeeper is and where the bell is and stuff like that. That's where the EMTs are. Just in case something happens in the ring, they can jump in there and see what needs to be done. Well, luckily, you know, they were right there when Jerry went down and they were on top of it. You know, it's very lucky that he was there at an event rather than at his
hotel room,
alone in his hotel room. I'm sure if he was alone in his hotel room, he'd be dead right now.
Probably.
So, yeah. So, we wish Jerry Lawler speedy recovery. You know, they don't know the extent of his the damage that was done.
I like one of Jim Ross's tweets that he believes that he's going to kick out of this one.
Yeah. And who was it? Tommy Dreamer from ECW wrote in, expecting to hear the news that Jerry pulled down his shoulder strap and made a miraculous comeback. That's what Jerry does. He takes his shoulder strap down. And
then he gets really serious.
Then starts kicking ass. Yeah, when you saw the shoulder strap go down, you knew something, you know, okay, he's had enough. So, if you want to tweet your support for Jerry Lawler, his Twitter is at Jerry Lawler. And if you want to use the hashtag, they're doing hashtag pray for Jerry or pray for Lawler. They're using both, apparently. So if you want to tweet your support, go right ahead. I'm sure it'd be appreciated. And, we just hope it'll be all right. I guess we'll find out. Yeah, Michael Cole was beside himself.
Yeah. Which is shocking.
Well, not really shocking. I mean, sometimes you get into it, and you forget that it's an act.
Well, and, I really wish that,
oh, Michael Cole's an asshole.
Say Cole has been better. He's backed off of the I'm a jerky asshole routine that he's been playing up. Which is good, because I could almost just not stand the man anymore.
Right. Oh, I was
regardless if he's playing an act or not. There's a certain point where you even get tired of the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to see the bad, and it's worse with wrestling because you could not see the bad guys get it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep going, and it's like, no.
Yeah, but you got to remember these guys work together. It's an act. The bad guys are usually nicer than the good guys. And, Michael Cole, the co-color commentator there, he was just beside himself in tears by the end of the night. Yeah. Okay, so, Jerry Lawler, hope you get better. Back there and pile drive that heart attack. Actually, don't. That would be bad.
We watched it again tonight, and it didn't look... I mean, he was in a match not too long before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think caused it.
No.
No,
if he was going to have a heart attack, he was going to have a heart attack. The match did not cause him to have a heart attack.
Well, he was at a table at rest, and everything, so...
Mm.
That's usually when it hits people. Anyway...
Anyway. Alright. Researching has been complete. Sniper shot, rear shot 8 expert is now complete. There we go.
Good.
Next, snaring shot.
And people still want to know why you won't come raiding.
I don't like to raid. It's just not my thing. Why don't you get up on stage at the Maiden's Fantasy and shake your tits? Not your thing.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. I'm sorry. It's...
I'll tell you what, I can get up there and you can shake my tits for me. Would that work?
I'm not sure they would allow that.
You just stand up there for a couple minutes and then all of a sudden you reach over and you shake my tits at the audience or take a bow and leave.
There we go.
No?
Oh, boy.
It could be avant-garde.
I have to finish this act. You know, I have the Tale for a Penny.
Yes.
I have that, but I want to script in emotes the Scorpion song, Trust Me.
Oh.
I want to script that. I've been talking to Tamriel about it, and I want to act it out up on the stage for the Knights of the Dead, which is coming up next month, so I got to get working on that.
No, I got to address Ched's question in Aura.
Oh yeah, you can.
GR channel. Aura, Open Raiding Alliance, is open to anybody. You know, as long as you got enough gear that you're not going to die right away and you're at level and stuff. And you do not have to leave your own guild. You just sign up and come along.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's there, you know. So
and
people who would like to progress through the raiding levels and encounters and stuff and can have a chance at doing so without leaving their own raid.
Okay,
their own guilds.
Okay. Cheddarella is currently a 72 paladin. Do you have lower level raids?
No, not usually.
Well,
that's most of us are doing, you know, underdepths and Dracora Prime. They were doing Kale Drakel for a while, but they've stopped. And I'm sure when the Sleeper Tomb opens up, we'll add that to our rotation schedule. Right now, we've got raids. We're doing raids Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, which is a lot more than I have ever done in a long time. As usually I can't stick to such a schedule like that after a while. It's like, I can't keep going! I need a break!
And man needs your attention!
So, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep up that. Before it was
just... Until I tell you to knock it off, woman.
It was just Sundays and Wednesdays, and Keldrake was on Friday, which sometimes I could go, or, you know, I just went to go help.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. They better not have another frickin' day. That's enough. Seriously, that's enough.
Let me see if I can find the Aura channel real quick, and I'll put it up in there. It's just oraraiders.guildlaunch.com.
Yes.
And... there it is for the OGR channel.
All right. All right. So what else?
Yeah, we'd like to get good enough to do Plane of War, some more some Drunder and stuff. I mean, you know, the idea was like to see the idea is to get good enough that we could see these zones and get some gear for ourselves and experience that side. But at the same time. A lot of the stuff that we're facing is scripted content, which means everybody needs to start to learn to work together to get this stuff done.
Yeah, do it.
And sometimes it's not easy.
All right. I'm actually considering calling out tomorrow.
Calling out?
I've been dizzy all day. I'm getting like just a little touch of vertigo. I look down and I start getting a little dizzy.
Well, that's not good. What's your blood sugar?
No, I haven't been shaking or anything like that. I don't know what the hell the problem is. Maybe I'll look it up online. Doctors love it when you do that.
What's that commercial? You don't want the doctors to do your job, don't do theirs, something like that.
Torin's like, get your blood pressure checked. It's high. How high? Very.
You don't bleed, you drip syrup.
I don't see, when I bleed, I shoot and I hit the other wall with the stream. That's how high my blood pressure is.
We just throw a tap in you and then we just drain the maple syrup out of you.
There we go.
How's that?
Hmm.
That little red line of debt is slowly going down.
There you go. Yeah, this is going to be a quick show tonight, folks. We do have some exciting news in the world of online gaming radio. We have heard from Xanadai and True Flight, and they are considering putting up a new show. Not EQ Tuesday, because they're really not playing EQ2 very much anymore. But they're thinking about a generalized gaming show. The working title is Game On. I'm excited for it. I can't wait for them to get going. From what I understand, not going to be a live show. It will be pre-recorded, or at least for the first couple of shows, it'll be pre-recorded. That's
podcasts
what they
said. Are good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with pre-recorded podcasts. And they're going to be doing that. Win-Win is still working on getting hers going. I've got her set up with her broadcasting equipment, so she's good there. So, yeah. And our new guy, who calls himself Hardcore, apparently he's having some work issues, but he will be back soon. Of course, that could be the trademark soon.
Isn't OGR on Facebook?
Yes, you can go to facebook.com/onlinegamingradio.
And voice your opinions and root for these people to get their act together and get their show going.
Yes.
I mean that in a good way, honest people. But yeah, you know, tell them you miss, say something, you miss Xanadai and True Flight. Tell them to hurry up and come back and get their show going because you want to listen to them again.
Yes,
and
it is,
you can always tell Win-Win. You can't wait to hear the Win-Win situation. So
that's right.
Give them some support ahead of time, and maybe that will stir the fires and, you know, pump the bellows and, you know, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, facebook.com/onlinegamingradio. You can like the page. I update it all the time. And it automatically updates from onlinegamingradio.com. So every time we post something there, it automatically posts here on Facebook. Same with Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/onlinegamingradio, but without the A's. There is apparently a limit to the usernames. So we.
And the website is onlinegamingradio.com. So I'm out in Witherlands. It's pretty. I've seen a couple people out here. I figured I wouldn't see anybody out here, but there is a few people. And I'm just killing stuff as I go, and I'm harvesting.
Mm-hmm. I've also been informed here that Trista from the Antonioville server is working on getting a pre-recorded show together. So we can look forward to that soon, and we're also perhaps might see a show from Uriel and Torin. So that would be nice. Contact
me. Good.
Contact me, demon@kithacore.org, or you can just email onair@onlinegamingradio.com, and we'll get you set up. As long as you're not doing anything illegal, I really don't want to turn on online gaming radio one day and hear, okay, when we come back from our music break, we're going to learn how to roll joints and smoke dope. Make ecstasy in your own bathtub. We'll show you how. No, we don't need that kind of shit.
How about crafting sexoids?
What?
Crafting sexual aids.
Sex what?
Sexual aids.
Okay, you said something like Szechuan or something like that. I'm like, what? Crafting Szechuan? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you
it's a cooking
craft
show.
Some Szechuan and then you craft some sexual aids later.
Downrange with Torin. We'll be back, he says.
I hope so.
Looking forward to it.
I keep trying to listen to it, and it's like, where is it?
You know, unfortunately, online gaming radio has been coming under a curse lately. Every time we get a show, it lasts for like a month or two, and then it goes away.
Gotta be persistent, people. Don't say no. Say yes.
I don't care if you only have 2 listeners. Go for it! Voice your opinion.
Those 2 listeners depend on you to be there.
That's right. Okay. You know what? I think I'm done for the night.
Okay.
Well, like I said, I'm...
That's what happens when you come on screaming. Bit. Stop it. You're not helping anything.
I'm not.
Oh.
Well, fine. Be that way. All right, folks. I think that's going to do it for tonight.
And if you're interested, you can always... If you're interested in finding a place that raids, a group that raids, there's always Aura.
Mm.
I think lately our raids have been capping out. I mean, we've just been full.
Good deal. That's good.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. I'm being asked if I'm interested in ideas for new songs. I am indeed. You can email those to demon@kithacore.org, or if you're one of my Facebook friends, you can send me a message there.
And you like email.
I do like email. I don't get enough. That isn't spam. So, yeah. Email or Facebook. Don't do it to Twitter, though. That's kind of public. But, yes, I have used other people's songs, you know, that they've written. One of our friends wrote Frog Luck Hero, and I did that.
That was a good one.
Yes. I just wish the song wasn't out of my range so much. But then again, it's out of the range of the guy singing it. Of, you know, singing Jukebox Hero. He's doing it all falsetto. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. Kind of hurts. It makes me feel funny.
Well, maybe that's why he did it, because he likes the hurt.
Maybe. All right. That's it, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Sorry about the short show. I'll try to get something going better for next week. And maybe I'll be feeling better next week. I don't know.
You know, I'm sure there's going to be something we forgot, but that's okay.
We'll remember it. We'll come right back. No.
God.
All right, folks. You know what? We have Face-Off in the watch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about Devil's Carnival and the DVDs?
Yes, the Devil's Carnival... DVDs are now available.
Pre-order.
TheDevilsCarnival.com. And you can pre-order either the Blu-rays. I think the Blu-rays are only coming with the... Ringmaster kit. And there's like 2 hours of extra footage and behind the scenes. And you get I think there's a script and an extended CD of their music and all that good stuff. They only made 6,660 of the Blu-rays. of the Blu-rays. And I believe there's going to be, like, a multitude of the DVDs. And from what I understand, they made a deal with Hot Topic. And the DVDs and the extended... the DVDs and the soundtrack CDs will be available at Hot Topic when they come out in October.
1 month away, folks.
Yep. A little bit more than a month. It's going to be...
They've burned through half of that amount so far.
Yep. They've already burned through half of the Blu-rays. So, yes, TheDevilsCarnival.com.
So, if you didn't get a chance to see it live and in person, Here's your chance to own it.
Trust me, it's worth it. If nothing else, get the DVD. If you don't want to spend the money for the Blu-ray kit, you know, for the Ringmaster setup, because it is expensive. It's like $45 for shipping. If you don't want to spend that, by all means, the DVD should be just as good. So there we go.
It's good. You want to see this.
Good, it's good.
Really do.
I liked it. All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to the Jeff the Seven Wing Show for 9/11/12. Oh, by the way, you Facebooked this earlier today.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, I said there's three chances to it, but I was thinking, you know, there's AM, PM, and the third one I was thinking of is, well, military time.
And you're not letting me explain what.
Go ahead.
Coming this December 12th, 2012, at 12:12 and 12 seconds, will be the last time you'll be able to line up digits like that for how many years? That's it for the century, isn't it?
Well, unless you go military time.
Right, unless you go military time. So there we go.
So anyway, I need to correct my tweet when I said there's three shots at that. You only have two shots during the day.
Yeah.
Unless you decide, okay, I'm not doing AM or PM, I'm doing military time, and I'm counting it twice, then there you go.
Yeah. All right. Pardon me.
You're excusable.
All right, folks, good night. See you next week. I'll be downstairs in a bit.
Okay.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff,
the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.